Hello, hello, hello. You are listening to WMUC Digital College Park, and welcome back to Blasinki. It's going to be, I think, the second to last show of the semester. Yeah, I think I'm still having a show next week. So, buckle up for our second to last PSA.
Bike with no handlebars, no handlebars.
Sign up for the weekly bike rides every Tuesday around College Park. Don't have a bike? Just rent it from the campus bike shop. Spending time outdoors has great benefits. It raises your vitamin D levels, it improves concentration and focus, helps you recover from injury and stress, and it may even mean more smiles throughout the day. To get more information, log on to crs.umd/Maryland Adventure Program. Hashtag stay active.
I can tell you about Leif Erickson. I know all the words to De Colores, and I'm proud to be an American.
So let me give you, as usual, a little bit of context, a little bit of background for the episode we got going on this week. I've been loving, I feel like, I want to say recently, maybe for like the last like couple of months, honestly, I've been loving like the new releases tab, listening to whatever YouTube Music decides to serve me up on a plate. I've actually been listening to other people's playlists every once in a while, which isn't something I normally do. Found a really, really good album off someone else's playlist, which I found to be funny because I think I've, like, been aware of that artist a bit, because I've maybe, like, heard some of their songs, but also I've never, like, gotten into their stuff. But then, like, hearing it in the context of someone else's playlist, I was like, oh, this specific album is really good. Let me go check out, like, the whole album. So what happened this week was, it's been a couple weeks since I discovered Roja de Jaba, and we won't hear them until, like, the fourth song on the playlist today, so maybe I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself. But I was like, wow, this is a really good sound. It's kind of, like, a super consistent sound, so maybe their songs, I can't distinguish their songs that well, but it's a good sound, I've decided, and I really liked it, and it's some variety of folk, I want to say. I think there was a specific phrase that is just eluding me right now, but that's kind of, like, the tie-in here, I think. I want to say folk rock. There's definitely a more specific way to describe it, but in general. Oh, yes, okay, I found it. I think self-described, they've used the term industrial frog folk, which is very interesting. I don't think I've heard industrial outside of, like, the metal rock space. Just, like, straight up, I think they're described as, like, a rock band, which isn't what their sound evokes to me, but it's great. We are going, like, deep into the woods with this one. Another artist on this playlist is described, I think self-described, as neo-folk. So, that's where we're going today. With that being said, we're gonna start off with an artist I've played before, Полной любви, with Sigena, or Siren. And then I'm only going to be translating, like, half these titles, because half of them are Ukrainian artists. Then we're going to have Maga, by Lea. And then Prokletye Rusalki, Cursed Mermaids, by Green Apelsin.
Обещала я, что будет сладко. Теперь один справляйся с этой лихорадкой. Завлекаю свои сети голосом хрустальным. Здесь все покажется каким-то нереальным. Закрой скорее глаза, открой мне свою душу. Я дам тебе глоток своей любви, послушай. Thank you. Май моря огнем не подушить. Захочешь выбраться, начну сильней душить. Как жаль, что я тебе воспоминание. Ищи свечи, нельзя дотронуться руками. Мне столько разрезали крылья, обжигали душу. Я утоплю тебя в своей любви, послушай. Oh,
кругу идет, и лучше смириться. На бороду девица, так дайте утопиться. На прогулке по доске встречай ее водица. Поздно, милый, но не пугайся. Дьяволу морскому отдайся. Но не тело, дай ему время. Я твой кошмар и волновский гнев. Капитан с пути безумием водимый, слышит голос нежный и знакомый уж до боли. Красоте ее лица противиться неволен. За бортом девица, попробуй не влюбиться. Слух ласкает песни звон, ему лучше смириться. За бортом девица, он хочет утопиться. Все готов отдать пират, чтоб с ней губами слиться.
I hope that first section gives us like a good feeling for the type of vibe we've got going on. A couple years back, I was researching what exactly constitutes Slavic folk music, because I feel like when it comes to various cultures, you can usually identify at least like a vague region based off like commonalities in their music, be it like, I don't know, like tonal stuff, or like specific instruments. And I was thinking, well, I kind of know some instruments that I would count as like Slavic folk instruments, but I'm curious, like, I don't know, what other people have to say about this? How do they define it? And I think at some point I narrowed it down to specifically Russian, because I'd begun learning a bit about different like Ukrainian folk instruments, and I got interested in the distinction between like Ukrainian and Russian. And something that was mentioned was, and I don't know if this is strictly a Russian thing, but I just remember the source I got it from was talking about Russian folk music, was that some, oh, I got a little tripped up there, but the point was that it wasn't so much a focus on instruments and traditional, like, musical things like that, where it was more about, like, voice and, like, vocal qualities of singing. And I wouldn't necessarily say that these necessarily evoke that same type of folk feeling. I think there's a different vibe going on. I think they're still fun, and I do think that the vocal qualities in a lot of the music here definitely shine through in a way that we're not seeing really in genres like, I don't know, rock. Also, just a tidbit, this last artist I mentioned, I played, Green Apelsin, is the one that was described as neo-folk. Really a big fan of that word. I think it's cool, and I think it summarizes her sound pretty well. We're going to follow up with Lichtar by Rochette Jaba, which is that industrial frog something? I forget what it was. Industrial frog folk? As it was described that one time, group, I'm so excited. Lichtar, by far my favorite song of theirs. And you can hear them frogging it up in there. Like, you can hear it. Also, for a little extra context on that band, I forget the meaning of Rochette, but Jaba is, like, fully, like, toad. They're toading it up. They are frogging it. And then we're going to have Hazeka Midnagare, which is The Mistress of the Copper Mountain by Snu Salamandre and Mythistry. And then Vilietne, again by Rochette Jaba.
Маленькі роги, ми спустимо на воду свої піроги. Неси щедрова ця доброва. Останнім стане твоїм танцполом. Але вб'ють нам муха мориці. Трави лікують усі хвороби. Ми шамани, ми знаємо, що ми робимо.
Ми чорта завертимо у хороводи.
Залиш мене позаду, танцюй, танцюй до упаду. Якщо я не заблукаю, стану білим снігопадом. Залиш мене позаду, танцюй, танцюй до упаду. Якщо я не заблукаю, стану білим снігопадом.
Коли виростуть у тебе маленькі роги, ми спустимо на воду свої піроги. Неси щедрова ця доброва, останнім стане твоїм танцполом. У голову б'ють нам у хуморці, трави лікують усі хвороби. Ми шамани, ми знаємо, що ми робимо.
Ми чорта завертимо у хороводи.
Візьми ліхтар з курення, тут вовки обурення. Думу буде бити всі, битися та бити всіх.
Візьми ліхтар з курення, тут вовки обурення. Думу буде бити всі, битися та бити всі.
Візьми ліхтар з курення, тут вовки обурення. Думу буде бити всі, битися та бити всі.
Візьми ліхтар з курення, тут вовки обурення. Думу буде бити всі.
Ця мала, я бачу селище дивні, що повне дивних людей. Я бачу тих, хто не встиг тихо піти лісом та знайти, хто вони є.
Що каже тобі, що ти що каже тобі, що каже тобі. що бачиш ти у темряві.
So it's Monday, and I'm thinking, I still haven't settled on a Russian word of the week for this week. Whatever shall it be. Usually I'd name my playlist after the word of the week, and it'd be, like, pretty locked in before I even completed my playlist. But this week around, I just had, like, a really long title, and then I deleted the playlist, and I just made it plastinky and was like, well, I'm deleting this playlist eventually. I'll figure it out by then. And I think because I was so just enamored by And I'm so obsessed with this collection of words. I'm so obsessed with it. Industrial frog folk. It had to be Faba. And I also think that one works pretty well because we've got a mix of Russian and Ukrainian music today, as we often do. And that is a word that is basically the same in Russian and Ukrainian. It's Zhaba in both. Because when I was thinking about the word, my little sister does Russian theater, which truly explains a lot about her. I also did Russian theater, so take that as you will. But there was this point at which she was assigned a tongue twister that, and it, she just had to like practice it, learn it. It was a bit of a, it's a short poem really, about a toad, a zhaba. And I spent so long today trying to find it, but my various attempts at Googling it just weren't working because I was including the name of the toad, which by the way is in the poem, in my Googling, and then I was getting like just the randomest results, and I was like, maybe I hallucinated this poem, maybe it doesn't exist. It does, and I'm going to recite it for you, and I'm going to maybe twist my tongue and embarrass myself on air, but also I need like, you don't need to understand it. You just need to hear it and understand what it sounds like. Because I love Russian tongue twisters. I am so bad at them. Жил жук по имени Жак. Шил Жак желтый пиджак. Маме пижаму, жене жакет. Сыночку тужурку, дочке жилет. Внучке жучке, кожаные брючки. Жабе жабо, а себе ничего. The gist of it is basically, oh, there's this toad named Jack, and he's sewing his family all these different things. Which is great. And then also he sews himself nothing. But it's just such repetition of ve, and then I guess there's a lot of sh and ch in there. And I guess those are ones that I'm good at. Because if you try and get me to say, like, shla sasha pasoshe, I might have already messed that one up. Which is a sh versus s one. Gun to my head, make me say that tongue twister, I will not be able to, you know, I'd be dead. It wouldn't happen. But I'm just excited that I found this tongue twister because, you know what, like, this show goes out to Vabavak and all the sewing he does. Next up, we are going to go with Stretcha, featuring Sadsvit by Leo, and then we're going to have Sansuyu na Tvoye Mogile, I'll Dance on Your Grave by Green Apelsin, and the bottom, by Polnoye Lyubvi featuring Oligarch.
прибери з мого дому клятий дух ворожий.
Знаєш, скільки страх з'явилось по війні.
Матінка верба плаче, вітер виє за водою.
Доля мене сумна, я помер, іди за мною.
Дай мені хреста, дай мені.
Це еле дышит, как шторму готовят собойные волны. Я на окне, моя очередь делать больно. Ты решил этот раз последний, укротил меня наивный, правда веришь, что я ушла, преисподней закрылись двери.
Как забавно, ты расстроен.
Something very interesting to me is an instrument that we hear a bit of in the beginning of the first song from that segment, which is Skatche, the Leia song. I don't know how to describe it other than, like, it's kind of got, like, a bouncy noise. It reminds me of, like, a boing-oing sound effect, which is a really good way to describe an instrument, truly. But that one was so fun for me to hear because I grew up watching, like, random, like, Russian cartoons, and sometimes those would cover other regions. Like, I remember particularly this one, like, DVD set that had a bunch of just, like, short little, like, bits, just, like, short story ones. I don't know. It was a bunch of shorts. And, in it, I remember there being one that I think focused on, like, a Siberian little girl. I don't really remember what she was doing. I remember her being alone. But I remember, like, hearing that specific instrument a lot. I did look it up. And as it turns out, it's a jaw harp, also known, I guess, most commonly as a Jew's harp, even though it has nothing to do with them. I don't know. It originated probably in China, is what I'm seeing. I don't know where, like, it became called the Jew's harp, but there's a bajillion, like, variations of it, in a bunch of different cultures, which I really didn't know, because I've never heard it in, I guess, like, North America, and which makes sense from what I'm seeing on a list here. It's a lot of, like, Asian countries, really, and then, like, a couple different European ones. So I'm curious how common or, like, how well-known of an instrument it is here. But the Russian version, specifically Russian, is called a vargan, which is interesting because I've never heard it before, even though I'm, like, so well familiar with that sound. And I know exactly. It's an interesting instrument. It's played, I don't even know how to describe it. Like, it's played through, you put part of it in your mouth and then you kind of, like, pluck on it. But it, like, uses the shape of your mouth or something. It uses, like, your mouth to make the sound. I don't know how to describe it. I am not a professional. Komus, I guess, is the one that is from the Sakha Republic, which is part of Russia. I want to say that's the one that has, like, more of, like, I don't know how to describe it. I think that's more accurate to what the Siberian version of the jaw harp would be called. But it's such a fascinating instrument to me. I really like that, like, it uses like your mouth as a resonator, I guess, is the specific phrasing I'm looking at. But just that is an insanely cool instrument, because I feel like it's common for instruments to, like, use mechanical actions of the body, like, oh, you have to move your hand to produce sound on a lot of instruments. But this one's like, no, there's a little tool and your body's going to be the instrument. That was a really long ramble. I was just excited to hear that sound, honestly. Last couple of songs we are going to have today are going to be Vidma by Leo, and then Exorcism by Sny Salamandry. Exorcism. Also, I'm like 99% certain, like, I would bet money on it that the first one, despite being Ukrainian word, is just witch. And then we're gonna have Lisovik by Rokheta Zhaba, and we'll see what we get to after that.
Скажи, як буде. Смотри, как быстро тает снег на светлых волосах. Ты к этой боли не привык, и что-то тянет вниз. И время, словно тонкий лед, застыло на часах. Ты думал, что тебя спасет твой глупый экзорцизм. Мне так понравилось, как ты пытался изгонять меня, и кровью на полу чертил защитный знак. И каждый смертный, видя страх, готов тебя понять. Один понять не смог, что сделал ты не так. Не нужно золотых монет и дорогих камней. До них мне просто дела нет, тебе не убежать. Меня пытался подкупить, но я тебя сильней. И жить тебе, и не умирать, одно лишь мне решать.
Там оривали дні, підніму голови і кале, піднімуться води з берегів, гориці бачать останні сни.
Yeah. не в шалапе, забув умить, як дихати, і схиляє голову під басурку на сміху, стоїть куточку, тиша собі, та нервово дихає. Морунів зграя, хмарою накриє небо, ти не побачиш його поряду. Ай, впарено землю останній сніг.
Шелепи там урвали дні, піднімемо голови і калеги, піднімуться води з берегів, гори ці бачать останні сни.